Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a new recent, like, listener. I think you are fucking amazing. Like, I wish there were more people like you. I just think, I try and catch listening to your station, like, whenever I get a chance. I just think you're, like, straight up. Like, I love the way you just say it like it is. Like, it's fucking amazing. Too bad there are not more guys like you.
I like what you do because not only are you helping these gentlemen, you're also helping us. Because as a woman, I don't want a wimpy guy that I can walk all over. And believe me, I have a million of those guys chasing after me and they completely turn me off. Women like a strong man. Women like a confident man. They like men that have a life. And they like men that don't drop everything, you know, just because she snaps her fingers.
Have more respect for men that are like you three that keep the shit 1,000 than these motherfuckers that are thirsty and come at life. But it's more of the game, the storyline, the lies. If I had a man that kept shit 1,000 with me and I know he's 100% real, yeah, we're fucking every day if it's by my choice. But motherfuckers out there don't know how to keep shit real, and they think they about real, and they not. They think they know how to fuck, and they don't.
The Man Mindset Show celebrates the strength, wisdom, insight, and purpose men carry throughout their life and throughout this world. Our purpose is to develop strong character, communication skills, and teach a secret system of power, hidden knowledge that will lead you through your own personal development and growth. You will learn new information to help you develop a proactive direction and goals, and also how to control sexual thoughts and outcomes. Most importantly, you will gain the ability to produce desired results in any endeavor undertaken, ultimately leading to a realization of your own purpose and mission in life. Learn how to reinvent yourself and to see the world with a new set of eyes without any self-sabotage or excuses. It's game time.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Dean. Excuse me. Class is in session, guys. The email show also answer your questions. Y'all want to call in? Y'all can call in at 505-605-9373 is the number. We're going to do emails. Guys, we are at the last days. You got 3 more days until the birthday package special is over with, where you get all kinds of discounts on products. In 3 days, we drop in the Halloween game, and we're going to start focusing you guys on setting yourself up for Halloween weekend. So, if y'all want to check that out, please do so. Bring this Erico216, what's up? What's your question, man? What's up? Alright, ain't got nothing to say. Alright, peace. Shit, my bad. Fuck. Alright, anyway, so y'all want to call in 515-605-9373. The number 515-605-9373 is the number. Let's chop it up. Let's get it going. But yeah, I'm just reading emails right now. Just so y'all got some free time, so I might as well just do something. I promise I always keep telling y'all motherfuckers I'm going to read some emails and shit. Y'all will do it. I'm going to ask you one more fucking time. 216, are you there? Yes or no? Hello, are you just listening? Or do you have a question, sir?
I'm here, man. My bad. I'm just listening, man.
Okay, no doubt. If you got a question, just press 1, okay?
Okay. Probably not.
All right, no doubt. Respect to you. My bad, man. My bad. Yeah, if you got a question, press it. Anyway, I'm going to read some emails and shit like that, man. Y'all got questions in the chat room or whatever, hit me up, let me know. Let's talk. But let me go ahead and read the very first email, because I apologize. I've been doing a lot of emails lately. So I'm going to go ahead and read some emails from y'all guys, answer those questions, and also answer your phone calls as well as you texting or chatting in the motherfucking room. We can chop that up. First email I got here, Steve, I've been seeing this girl three times. Steve, seen this girl three times and things were progressing nicely. And we were talking about meeting again. However, when I sent a text message to suggest a day, it wouldn't send in, I guess, iMessage. That sounds like some iPhone bullshit. I don't even know what the fuck iMessage is. Anyway, he sent it through iMessage. And he said, but only as an SMS. I don't even know what that fucking is. And she hasn't replied to it after a few days. Now I'm thinking I look a little bit creepy slash, I don't know what the fuck you're telling me that. And so he said if you message her on Facebook, you'll feel creepy. He said, I found her profile, but not added her yet. Would it be better to phone her? Is it weird after she was so keen to meet again? So, all right, we're gonna talk about that for a second. Let's talk about that, man. I always tell you guys that's something that's very important here when it comes to women and stuff like that, man. It's very important that you guys understand that women, and I always tell y'all this all the time, women have guys that text them all the time, okay? And depending on how interesting you are is where you're going to fall in line of the messages. Because like I told you before, women have somebody to make them feel good. Women have somebody to blow them up. You know what I mean? They got choices of who they want to talk to. Now, the problem I have is that you've been seeing this person three times and you're saying progressing nicely. Man, what the fuck are you talking about? What in the flying fuck are you talking about? How is it you motherfuckers, why do y'all hang out with the food? Why do y'all waste your fucking time hanging out with the food, man? Three times, things are progressing nicely. Where's the date? Fuck. Guys, after at least the third time we seeing her, she's at my place, man. What do you mean three times and it's progressing nicely? That's not happening. Oh, I don't understand y'all guys, man. When you guys are hanging out with women and you are just hanging out with the fucking food, why should she message you? Why should she talk to you? Why are you guys progressing? What the fuck are you? I'm going to try and think about that for a second because I don't even know. I ain't trying to be mean, but I'm just trying to be real, y'all mean. How does one progress? What? Three times? I mean, you had the reason she ain't talking to you is because you're progressing. That's what it is. Come on, man. That's what I don't understand about you guys. When are you guys going to open your goddamn eyes up, man? I don't understand the progression because if you follow me correctly, there ain't no progression. It's out of this. Either she's down like four flats to want to get to know you, to go towards a more intimate relationship to see if the two of you are sexually compatible, yeah, I mean, or you're wasting your fucking time. That's it, man. Why would I spend three times, wait. Progress with a woman, excuse me, three times, and we ain't do shit? I just don't understand, man. But I'm going to move on. If y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. I got several emails to read. I'm loving this shit. I love this. Steve, y'all mean? What's up? Hey, got a question for you. So this girl I knew I liked several months back, met her through a mutual friend, found out that she has a boyfriend. That her and the guys are going out for a long time, I guess for a while, I don't know. I tried asking her to hang out with me one or two times, however she played it off, because she's busy or studying or whatever. And I found out a few months ago that she had a boyfriend. She never told me, so I stopped talking to her. However, yeah, I mean, recently, she's been texting me again, even up till 5 a.m. in the morning over text messages, even asked me to hang out with her. Pretty sure she's seen the other guy. What's going on here? Let me see here. What else he's saying? Blah, 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 blah. So basically, he just wants to know what to do. Let's talk about this. Look, check it out. I always tell you guys that just because she has a ring on her finger, just because you're living with her, or just because you're dating her, doesn't mean you're safe. And that's the problem with a lot of you guys. Y'all think y'all safe. Now, what I like about this, and this is, I'm going to give him an A. I'll give him a B plus, maybe an A minus on this. See, this is what I keep telling you. See, he tried to get at her. She told him she had somebody, and he threw her ass back in the water. See that, guys? He threw her back in the water, and she came back. Why? Because I keep telling you, beautiful women are not used to assholes. They're not used to jerks. They're not used to guys that are confident in themselves. And I'm glad you, young man, I'm going to give you an A plus because you listen to me. I'm going to give you an A minus, but I'm going to give you an A plus because my formula is very simple. The formula I give you will work in 1684. It will work in 96 AD. It will work in 1865. It will work in 1941. It will work in 1977. It will work into 1990. It will work in the 2020. It will work in the year 3458 and the year 9864. It is ironclad simple, man. And he did it. And what was cool, and I keep telling you because this is not a fairy tale, some women are going to do two different things. Some women are not going to have boyfriends that are going to say, I have a boyfriend, right? And then there are some women out there who have a boyfriend that say, I got a boyfriend. Okay? But does he make you happy? Can he make you smile? Can he make you feel good? See, and then there's some women that have a boyfriend that don't even tell you she got a boyfriend. So there's several things that's going on here. But what is odd in the, see, I got to go back down to an A minus B plus. Because I keep telling you guys, when a woman reaches out to you, she's dropping a handkerchief. After you threw her back in the water, what you told her is this: I don't want to waste my time. And I think that is beautiful. And when they come back, you've got to utilize the comeback for, what's up? We going out? Well, if we ain't, call me when you're ready to go out, and I'm done. But sometimes they come back. See, sometimes a woman has pride and shit, you know, and their ego's big and shit, and they don't really come back. They come back, but they don't come back. So, you know, sometimes a woman hates being wrong and shit. But in this scenario, what I would say to that young man is look, it's not time to necessarily bite her neck and take her up the tree. But I need to find out why she hitting me back. And it's not like, you know, well, why did you message me back? I thought you had a boyfriend. Man, no, it ain't even about that. It's when we going to get together. I ain't even thinking about the boyfriend. And if she has one, whatever, when are we getting together? When are we going to see each other? You know how what I'm thinking. What's up? Let's get together. And that's it, man. That's it, man. That's how you handle that shit, man. And as long as you handle it that way, you should be fine, yo. All right? So let's move on to the next one. Guys, y'all have a question, y'all call in at 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. If you got a question, I would love to talk to you. If not, sit back, relax, and let's chop this motherfucker up. All right, next one is, had a date. Steve had a date for Sunday. She texted me, and I guess she forgot that I'm going to a birthday party. On Sunday, she said, rain check. So how should I respond? All right, so he had a date for Sunday, this Sunday. Why the fuck are y'all having a date on football Sundays? Football season, right? Yeah. All right, I got a date for this Sunday. She texted me, and she said, oh, gee, I've got the quote. They said, hi, friend. I forgot to tell you that I'm going to my niece's birthday party on Sunday. And then she said, rain check with a question mark. He wants to know how he should respond. Well, guys, let me ask you a question. When a woman says that when you set up a date with a woman, and she says, okay, I have somewhere else to go. Let's take a rain check. Now, hear me out. See, this is why things are so cool about the situations I'm going to be putting you in, because you have two different roads to do. Now, look, you know what? I'm going to give you the best one. Fuck the other one. I'm going to give you two different options. I'm going to give you a straight up, transparent, clear, concise, and impactful option here. In this situation here, rain check? Absolutely. If she wants a rain check, then I am going to give her one. And what I'm going to do is I got a great idea. Hey, look, I was looking forward to spending time with you. I was looking forward to the hugs. I was looking forward to the kisses. Yeah, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to play no music right now, but that's what I'm saying. I was looking forward to spending some nice quality time with you. You know what I mean? But I understand. So now I want to know, what are you going to do to make it up to me? Check it out. I'm not mad. I'm not upset. I understand. You know, sometimes some things take precedence and priority over other things. And for those reasons, I hope you have a great time at your niece's birthday party. Matter of fact, when you get there, why don't you take me a photo so I can see you at the party, see how lovely and sexy you look. But then what I'm going to do is I'm just going to figure out how you can make it up to me. But, you know, I got a great idea how you can make it up to me. Now, you should already know if she can cook by now. If y'all talking, you should know what kind of skills she has. So right at this point, why don't we do this? Look. Why don't we, how about maybe sometime in the evening, sometime this week, why don't you go ahead and make your favorite meal that you really know how to make, and I'll come over there and I'll allow you to make it up to me. See that? Guys, everything that they do can be a benefit for you if you just take it. Put it through your branch and think about it. See, y'all didn't even think about it. A lot of y'all motherfuckers be like, man, that's fucked up. Fuck her. I don't want to talk to her and all this other. No, what I'm telling you guys right now, utilize what they give you to benefit you more. And look, if she has somewhere to go, that's fine. Look, I don't even care if she's lying to me about the party and going to see another motherfucking dude. I don't care. I don't care. What I care about is, what am I getting from this? And that's what I'm saying to you guys. So when it comes to that, absolutely, man. I want you guys to really ride this shit out, man. So, you know, it's all good, man. So So let's see here. FaceTime. What is FaceTime? Guys, what is FaceTime? Chat room, is FaceTime like an Apple? Is that like a WhatsApp thing? FaceTime. What is a FaceTime? I mean, is that like Skyping or something, going live on video? What the fuck is FaceTime? Y'all know. I mean, chat room, let me know. What is FaceTime? I don't know what FaceTime is. But, oh, a video chat. Thank you, Juice. All right, video chat. Okay, so. All right, so this guy, he says, Steve, I got a FaceTime call from a woman that I'm interested in. I met her a month ago, and let's see here. Over a period of 2 weeks, I did. Over a period of 2 weeks, I did not say a word to her. But thank you, JT. I'm not an iPhone guy. I'm a Samsung, so I didn't understand what that meant. Okay, for over 2 weeks, I did not say a word to her. We go to the same college. I don't really text people, so I never got around to texting her. We finally spoke. It was through a text when I received, why did you stop talking to me? I was shook. I had literally no answer to this. And I said, no reason. I just didn't. Because it was the truth. Reading this now back to myself, I feel dumb. Anyways, over a period of time, I feel like I lost a lot of value in her eyes. I pushed for a meetup, and we did set up something, but the plans fell through. She knows that I like her. No. She knows that I like her. That's a lie. All right. So, and then he has the nerve say, I like her, but I want her to invoke the same interest back into me. What? I'm not done. So fast forward to last weekend when we FaceTime again, which is, guys, FaceTime, that's a video chat from the iPhone. If y'all are Samsung guys like me, y'all like, what the fuck is that bullshit? That's what the iPhone guys do, okay? That's the Apple guys, all right? We Samsung for life over this motherfucker. Anyway, fast forward to last weekend, we FaceTime again, and it was actually weird. She was acting weird, okay? It was affecting our conversation. I was trying to have. Nevertheless, I kept my cool. Finished the conversation 15 minutes later. Tonight, she called to apologize for the way she was acting. Conversation was better than last week. I don't know why I like this girl, but I do want her. I need ways to improve my value over the video call so the next time we see each other, she'll want to meet up. Man, what is... I don't understand something. He says that he wants her. All right, now, guys, just follow me on this, all right? Remember, a man mindset is a guy who thinks, acts, speaks, and texts all the same, all right? This guy right here says that he likes her, right? He's interested in her. I like her, but yet... He hadn't said a word to her over 2 weeks. He didn't say anything to her. And then she's asking, why didn't you talk to me? Oh, man. Now, I don't know, guys. Sometimes it's just me, man. Maybe I'm the dumbass here, but this is what I'm saying for a lot of you guys out there. Okay, you like her, but you expect her to like you just as much as you like her, but yet you're not even talking to her. And this is what happens to a lot of you guys. Y'all listen to guys on YouTube giving you bad information. What is the purpose of talking to a woman if you're not going to talk to her or FaceTime her? And Samsung guys, that'd be like Skyping a bitch or some shit, I guess. But if you're not, if you, why even talk to her if you're not going to talk to her? That's what I don't understand. And even when she apologized for the way that she was acting, if you follow what I tell you, that was a way to work things out, smooth things over, kind of like the last email. But how are you going to improve your value when you've already showed her that there's no value in you? You see, guys, for a lot of you guys out there, y'all listen to these guys and say, okay, when you meet a woman, hey, man, don't say nothing to her. If that ain't the dumbest thing that I ever heard. So let me guess. You're not texting. You're not talking to her. It's going to let her automatically go, poof, oh, I know his personality. Oh, I know what kind of man he is. You think she's going to think who the fuck you are? No, man. Guys, when you don't, somebody else will. I always remember that. So what I'm saying to this guy right here, and I'm going to give you a D, damn near F for fucking up, because I don't understand why you guys, you try to bite her neck and take her out the tree, but this is like, I don't understand why y'all do that shit, Joe. I really don't understand. Look, man, this is not complicated. Look, I'll give you a credit for talking to the woman and going up with her. Okay, I'll give you an A for that. But I'm gonna give you an F for not talking to her for 2 weeks. I'm gonna give you a fucking Z for sitting there and just thinking that she's supposed to like you on general principle. What the fuck is that about? I don't understand what that means, man. So, I don't know. I'm going to get to the next one. And guys, I got a question. 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. I'm just reading emails, chopping it up with the motherfucking thing, man. Let me see my dog high def and shit. Hi, what you saying, dog? Can't be doing that 2 week no contact shit. I have to worry about it. Well, that's what I'm saying, dog. Look, yo, high def. What they don't know is that when she meets me, motherfucker, guess what, man? When I want to talk to her, guys, I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to talk to her. Talking to her is not the thing that I'm not going to do. It's how am I going to do it? Do I want to hit her with a text message, 2 voicemails, and a video? 1 video, 1 voicemail, and 4 text. How do I want to change this motherfucker? How do I want to set this up? And I know between the 1 video, the voice messages, and the text messages, within the 3 of those, I'm already setting up the date. So I'm already going to know if I'm wasting my time. I mean, that's how simplified it is. But a lot of these guys, okay, this is, I want to go on this real quick before I read the next email. What a lot of guys do is they set you up for what I call a downfall, because what a lot of these guys do is they know that you don't know how to talk to women. So they give you an escape at saying, don't talk. Listen, when you meet her, don't talk to her. Matter of fact, there was something that I heard that came out years ago. Hold on, give me a second. Let me see here. So back in 1997, there was a book that came out called The Rules, okay? Let me see. Heard about this shit. But this is what they're trying to teach you from this shit, man. Hold on. Let me see. What the fuck? Like, okay, it was a book for women. But what these guys are doing is they're taking that information and trying to teach you, like, shit that was done in 97. Now, this book was teaching women how to be more interesting in the guy's eyes, like, type bullshit, by following rules. And there was one rule that I heard about in the rule that I always talk about. And it says, don't call back immediately. You're a girl on demand. That's, like, one of their fucking rules, right? But what I'm saying to you guys is that you listen to guys and say, okay, look, when you meet a woman, don't text her. Look, if you set up a date for her, don't talk to her until the day or the day or when you're on the date. But wait a second. Why? Man, dude, let me tell y'all something, man. Check this out, man. This is real y'all mean, guys. Why? It's so important for me when I'm talking to a woman. I want to talk to her. Why? Because I want to get all the bullshit out the way. Because I know I'm going to be bombarded with more questions about other women, why I want to be with her, what my intentions are. I want to get all that shit out the way early on. Because if I can make her smile, laugh, blush, think, and react when I first meet her, what do you think I'm going to be doing the whole motherfucking time we talking? To a point where she feels so comfortable with herself that then she's going to start to insinuate a little flirtatious banter. Hey, look, and I'm going to get the claws out. And then we're going to be talking that yak. And then by the time the date happens, it's more about hugs and kisses. It's not about looking across from somebody trying to feel them out. No, man, we get that shit done early. So what I want to say to him, that's terrible, man. That's something that I highly recommend you guys not doing. Let's get to the next email. Guys, y'all want to call in again, I'll push the number. It's 515-605-9373. 515-605-9373 is the number. I am the Dean, and I am reading emails today. Today is an email show. I'm reading emails, man. Steve, met this girl in about a month. We've been texting maybe twice a day for the past week, and I don't care how many times. Guys, let me explain something. When a woman is interested in you, she's going to reach out to you, okay? So I don't care how many. I don't even judge that, but I just want to, like, I hit it, but I just want to let y'all know. Yeah, I don't know why he mentioned that, because he thought I was going to judge him. I don't care how many texts. Or how many texts you have with the woman. If you don't have anything established, that's when I have a problem. But if you've got a date established, I encourage you to keep texting her. Because like I said before, if you just get the bullshit out of the way, the text is going to be more about hugs and kisses. Okay, she invited me to a party on Friday. Wait a second. Okay, I'll get that shit to you in a second. Let me tell them we're on the show. Hold on a second. Hold on, give me a second. Someone's asked me a question. Alright. Okay. Sorry, guys. I'll get back to a second. Okay. So, okay. She invited me to a party on Friday. She was really frustrated. She was really frustrated and awkward once I got there. I guess it was last Friday. He said, I felt kind of like I came on too strong. Oh, boy. And said some things I shouldn't, probably held back about my feelings for her. Huh. I tried to kiss her. She didn't pull away, but didn't exactly kiss me back. She had a big smile on her face and didn't really do anything. I saw her later on that day. She seemed okay around me, not as flirty as usual. She said that she was tired. Someone mentioned to her that she had a skull on her face and was acting odd. I felt like something was up and ended bailing, okay? Saturday night, I texted her. Now, I'm more about courtesy. You know, regardless of if I got invited to a party and regardless if everything went right or wrong, guys, I would I would thank her for the night. I appreciate you, you know, having me. You know, I wouldn't mind it, but coming on too strong, saying some things you probably shouldn't have said, I can tell that you have already dug yourself in the motherfucking hole. But anyway, so Saturday night I texted her, okay? Paraphrasing because I don't remember the exact words. Now, what did I tell you guys? And it's very important that you should know this. When you are talking to a woman, you've got to remember what you talk about, because if you can't remember, then it really wasn't as interesting, and she probably is not going to remember, okay? So, you don't remember. This is why I want your words to be clear, concise, and impactful, and transparent, because you can remember that easily. And as long as you keep shit simplified and don't complicate it, it should be fine for you guys. Anyway, he said, hey, thanks for inviting me to the party. Okay, my bad. I kind of jumped the gun. He did good. He said, hey, thanks for inviting me for the party. Had a lot of fun hanging out. Well, by the way, guys, before I even say this, I just need to say this, and this is very important for you guys. Okay, listen. When I was growing up, there was a TV show called The Transformers and Voltron, okay? Transformers was a bunch of cars, okay? Different cars and trucks and a truck. And what they would do is they would come together and they would combine to transform into something bigger, okay? Now, why am I telling you this? Because, see, my shit, I tell you, is simply eggs, butter, milk. 2 + 2 = 4. I try my best not to complicate this because the game is not as complicated as you think it is. But when you guys begin to take what I'm telling you and you begin to add things to it, you mess up everything, okay? Now, I'm about to read this to you, and you're going to see what the fuck I'm talking about. But I had to let you know and explain why, if you're not going to follow what I'm showing you, don't do it. Because as soon as you add something to what I'm doing, you're just breaking everything up and you're fucking things up. So let me, now again, he said, thank you for inviting me to the party. Had a lot of fun to hang out with, okay? Now, this is where I would, guys, don't ever... Don't ever, 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 ever say this to a woman again in life. Don't, if you even thinking about saying it, don't even, look, not only don't you ever say it, but don't ever think about even saying that shit, okay? This is what this motherfucker said. He said, thanks for inviting me to the party. You're a lot of fun to hang out with. And by, this is it right here. And by the way, your feet don't smell as bad as you think. And by the way, your feet don't smell as bad as you think. She replies back, hey, no problem. And then she said, I just tried to eat mac and cheese. You got me to throw it up. Okay, she was hungover from the night before, whatever. He says, oh, I'm sorry. Then he said, I hope you feel better. Maybe we can get together when you're feeling 100%. Okay, he kind of cleans it up a little bit. But... I would rather him not say that, and if he would have just kept what he was doing right there, he would have got a B+, A+ right there, A- or an A for that one. Okay, she texted me the next day. She says, hey, sorry I fell asleep, had to work today. And he's like, no problem. I was out early last night, and I took a nap this afternoon too, ha, ha, ha. And then she said about 4 hours later, wow, you sleep a lot. And he says, yeah, I'm a tired boy. And later she said, sorry for the delay. I was on deck and it was amazing. I got an amazing view of the ocean. Did you have a good day? She says that she, all right, about 4 hours later, he says, yeah, I'm a tired boy. Then later on, which you should double text. But then he says, sorry for the delay. I was on deck looking at an amazing view of the ocean. He's saying that to her. Did you have a good day? Now, he said, after no response, we didn't talk the next day either. Now, here are his questions for Uncle Dean. Is it a big deal that she glossed over me not trying to set the plans and didn't say that she had fun with me too? Why didn't she tell me that she puked? Oh, I feel like if I was in her shoes, I would have said that to someone that I'm attracted to, or I wanted to see if they're attracted. See, this is what I'm talking about. Question three says, what is up with no response? She never did that before. Number four, where do I go from here? I want to go see her on Thursday. Do I text her between now and then or wait for her to do this? Number five, do I apologize for coming on too strong? I know this definitely, see this. Guys, let me explain something to you about women. Even though I know y'all motherfuckers are scared of them, y'all scared to talk to them, you walk on eggshells, you're scared to approach them. I do want to say, Brian, he's not really doing that. But let me explain. A lot of guys out there use like I don't know, PUA shit like humor and like negging. I think it's called a neg when you say something mean to her or something. I don't know what that should mean, but it's something like that. When you say something disrespectful to somebody. Think about you guys. I'm trying to make y'all, I want y'all to be cool, calm, collective like the other side of the pillow. I want y'all to be smooth with y'all shit. You don't have to be. See, listen. Let me explain women to you, y'all, me, motherfuckers that don't know women 101. The prettier she is, the more insecure she is about certain things, okay? Now, but like I told you before, even though she's insecure about a lot of things, she gets the power. Remember it. The majority of you graphene lions give beautiful women their power. Even though she's still insecure, you are her power source of feel good because y'all always cupcaking over these motherfuckers like that. But what I'm saying is this, is that, okay, coming on too strong, that's a strike, okay? All right? Held back on your feelings for her, another strike. Now, trying to kiss her, I don't see that as a bad thing. Matter of fact, I could even take the fact when you tried to kiss her that she didn't kiss you back, that there was no chemistry between the two of you. So I would have just charged that shit to the game and I wouldn't have said shit. I would have told her, thanks for the good time. You know what? I see that we're not compatible. So you know what? I'm not going to waste your time no more. Hey, take care of yourself and good luck in the future. You know, like a company saying goodbye to an employee. I'm done. I would have moved on from that shit. But I think when you're saying and talking about her body parts, talking about she smells and shit, why would you say that as a motherfucker, man? That's right, T-Dog. That is some corny-ass behavior. Why would someone do that? I don't like that, guy. Don't do that. When you are talking to a woman, talk to her and stand on you. Don't try to be something that you're not because it's not going to work, okay? So, I don't know what to tell you on this one. I would definitely charge it to the game because I think she's not interested talking about, you know, you're standing in there seeing a view of the ocean. Motherfucker, you ain't in there by the ocean. And you know what? If I was standing by a view of the ocean, why not take, see, wait. Let me ask y'all guys a question. Maybe I'm stupid here, but let me ask you guys a question. I'm not trying to be fucking stupid here, but do any of you guys send photos, pictures to women? Do any of you guys take the time to take a selfie of yourself and send it to her? Like when you're talking and she says something funny to you, instead of saying LOL or laugh out loud thing that y'all always, whatever fucking shit y'all abbreviate or whatever, or put that emoji of that smiley face with crying tears or whatever, do you ever like take a moment and just take a shot of your face and send it to them? I mean, I get, do y'all do that? Because if y'all don't do that shit, y'all are fucking up. Because why would I tell her I'm looking down to the ocean? Why not take a photo of you looking down to the ocean? Or take a photo with the ocean behind you. But here's the thing. The ocean's not behind him. He's lying. It sounds like he's lying anyway. But what I'm saying is, why don't you guys ever take photos of yourself and send it to them to show them not only what you're doing, but expressions of things that she is showing, things that she is texting or saying to show that, you know what, I'm really interested in what you're saying. And there's a huge difference between sending an emoji of somebody laughing than you sending a picture of you smiling. You know, you say ass, and you got that, you know, that ass smile, you know. You know, you're like, damn, okay, wait, what did you say? Ass. You're like, ass. You know what I'm saying? So it's different, but what I'm trying to do is it helps you along as far as the video messaging and things like that. So that's something that I think a lot of you guys need to work on. And don't, okay, I see you're saying, okay, one guy says only when she asks, and Scary Perry says all the time. Well, Scary Perry, you're good. Scary Perry, very motherfucking smart man. Always send photos. Listen, it's not thirsty sending a woman a photo of what you're doing or what you're thinking or how you're thinking or what you're thinking. Always send a photo. Man, guys, I mean, when you're doing it right, man. I mean, guys, do y'all not send photos to them while y'all taking a shower? Guys, yes, no. Like, when she's like, what are you doing? Are you really taking a shower? Are you about to get in the shower or something? You won't send a photo of you in the shower? Y'all don't even think that far? Do you understand taking photos of you taking a shower is going to put you on a different pathway? Wait. I'm going to ask y'all, wait. Guys, I'm going to ask y'all something. Wait. Do y'all guys even, like, when y'all talking yet to a woman, like, do you ever tell her to take the telephone and set it up in the bathroom and let me watch you take a shower? You know, like, when she's like, what are you doing? You taking a shower? Okay, good. You know what? Why don't you do this? Why don't you go get your phone or your Face? What is it, your FaceTime? What the fuck is that for iPhone? What do y'all call that shit? Is it FaceTime? Flat time? What the fuck is that iPhone shit? Guys, what is it called? I forgot what it's called. What is that iPhone shit? FaceTime. I think it's FaceTime or some shit like that. Wait a second, let me get this straight. So when you're talking to a woman, she's like, well, I'm about to take a shower. You guys never say, you know what, I got a good idea. Why don't you go ahead and take the phone in the shower, set it up, and let me watch you take a shower? Oh, thank you, Scary Perry. Thank you. I appreciate that. So y'all don't even do that? I mean, it's not complicated. You're taking a shower. I want to watch you wash yourself. So let's FaceTime it. Just sit me up somewhere and let me watch you take a shower. Yeah, I'm not judging. But if y'all are not doing that, man, what the fuck are y'all doing, man? Let's see here. Let me get you another one here. All right. Yeah, if y'all got a question, let me check the thing. 515-605-9373 is the number. If you got a question, make sure you call in. I got you covered. We would do that. But I figured that that's something y'all would do, man. I mean, y'all look probably looking at me like I'm fucking crazy by, I don't know, man. All right, next question. Okay, so. Still got a situation. What does it mean when a girl takes a usually long time to respond to a text? For example, when I text a girl saying that I'm doing something, asking her how is your day or what I'm doing, 2 or 3 days later, I get a response. Do you know why you guys don't get responses from women? I keep trying to tell you this. The reason why you don't get responses from women is because what is the investment on her side to want to respond back to you? Because if your approach is the same like every other guy, there's no reason why she wants to talk to you. Ask yourself the question, where's the excitement at? A woman should, like I always told you, she should look forward to talking to you. She should want to know, what is he doing? What is he up to? Who is he talking to? Is he thinking about me? If he's thinking about me, what is he thinking? Those are the things that you want from a woman. And the excitement they get when you do message them. Now, again, a lot of women keep their calm and shit, but you know how it is. When they're really interested in you and you, they get a message, they get excited about that shit. I know a lot of you kinks get excited. Like when y'all get a message from a girl, oh my gosh, she hit me back. No, y'all get all thirsty about that shit. But when they're interested in you and they hear back from you, you know, it's just like when you talk to them on the phone, you can hear that extra bit of excitement. Even if she's having a bad day, she looks forward to hearing from you because of what you're bringing to the table. So in this case, in this scenario, I don't think she's interested in you. And I think the questions and stuff you're talking about, excuse me, are very boring as fuck. So, you know, that's something that you need to think about you doing, man. Remember, the things that I teach you guys is 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 4. Scarebred chick that lives an hour away. Buy her vibrators out of Detroit. Yeah, hey, yo. You know what I heard, dude? I heard they got a gadget. My boy has something like this. He's got a gadget that I think connects to his phone that he makes one of his girl insert something inside of herself. So when he's on the phone with her or something, he can press a button and make that shit vibrate and get her off or some shit like that. So I got to do more checking on that. But, I mean, right there, Scary Perry, that's a great-ass thought. Something that you guys can think about. Always take things to another level. Hey, Steve, I got longtime friends that are really close to me. They are hilarious, but they don't go out, talk to women, or approach women the way that I do. I'm currently trying to get much better, so I occasionally approach unattractive women. Why? Fuck is that about? Yeah, Theo, I gotta look that up. I gotta find out more information about that. Okay, he says my friends make fun of me for it, and I get labeled as that one that will approach even an ugly woman when I bang. He says bang, which is a lie. He ain't fucking nobody. He says I'm not getting much credit for it in my group setting. Sometimes it almost feels like they have something against me. How should I handle this? How should I get rid of the reputation or let my friends know I'm annoyed by it? Well, this is pretty easy. If you are talking to fucking ugly women around your friends, what else? What kind of reputation do you think? That you have a reputation to get to? Okay, look. I see two problems with this, okay? When you're around your boys and you're not around your boys, you should be talking to beautiful women all the time, okay? But I'm sorry. I'm going to get back to this. I'll explain in a second. He says, I've been distancing myself from them to find different kind of friends, but haven't communicated anything to them yet. I don't care what my friends think of me. That's a fucking lie. So I'm going to keep on approaching women. Sometimes I laugh at them, but it's their jokes that can be funny at face value. But it's good to make fun of myself as well, but I think they do it excessively. And it's annoying because they're acting like they invented the game, but they don't have no game. Some of them are in serious relationships, and I think they are the normal ones, and they think that they're the normal ones, and I'm the weird one. Okay. Ugh, there's a lot of things here. There's a lot of things here. When I give my boys, we always fucking with each other. I mean, it's like I got two dogs, or you see it in nature with like young animals. They always sparring and play fighting and shit. When you get with your boys and y'all talking yak to each other, they gonna fuck with you. That's part of it, man. Talking shit. You know what I mean? It's like a rite of passage. You know what I mean? See, the more motherfuckers talk shit to you and about you, the more respect they have of you. But it's the same guys that talk shit about you that when y'all get at the table, then y'all pass the recipes, meaning that, you know, yo, man, what's good with old girl? I mean, what's up with her? Yeah, man, shit. We all give them names and shit, you know. It's like, what's up with Georgia? Or what's up with Florida? Or what's up with California? What's up with France? What's up with Germany? What's up with Ohio? What's up with this? So we all give them names. What's up with old girl, man? What you getting into? What's up? See, the laughing is what when we, like, before we get to the round table, we fuck around and joke, like, motherfucker, which man, motherfucker, you ain't fucking, you know, you ain't doing shit, you know, I mean, see, when you get around lions, dog, let me tell y'all something, man, hold on a second. When you get around lions, man, and you get around real motherfuckers, y'all shoot, listen, guys, on the streets, it's called shooting the shit, okay? A lot of y'all guys understand that. You can't take motherfuckers. All right, let me stop for a second, and we'll put them aside. See, the problem is y'all are hanging around a bunch of losers, okay? The problem is y'all are mad because the losers are judging you because they're losers. And that makes you even more of a loser because you believe the shit they're telling you, okay? That's the problem. See, when you get around a lot of motherfuckers that are good at the game, you know, while y'all talking here and there, yo, what's up, motherfucker, you weak-ass motherfucker? You ain't getting no pussy, weak, but I mean, that's just part of what we do. We talk shit to each other, but we have a mutual respect for each other because we know what we can do. But when we get to talking, you know, it's like, yeah, man, yo, did you see Snowfall? Did you watch Power? You know, Rambo's coming out and shit like that. Or, you know what, man, I went and saw that motherfucker. It was cool, but, yo, man, I ran into this new joint. You know what I mean? It's always, I went to go do this, and I ran into this, and this is what I did, trying to figure out where she's going to be at on my roster. And then while we're talking, okay, what are the yays and the nays? Well, she's got a man, or she ain't got a man, or she this or she that, you know? I mean, we talk, man. That's how it's supposed to be with your boys, man. Like, you know, what's going on? Yo, man, what's going on with New Orleans and shit? Shit, New Orleans, man. New Orleans tripping and shit. Really? Have you went? Y'all spend no time together? Nah, man, I ain't seen a minute. But guess what? Maryland hit me up. Maryland want to spend some time with me. So I think I'm going to go ahead and fuck around with Maryland this weekend. All right, cool. But shit, man, I know motherfucking, I don't know, Miami's trying to get at me as well. So shit, what you going to do, dog? You got Maryland, Miami. Well, I don't know, man. I don't know. Maryland kind of tripping on some shit. But Miami down like four flats. All right, well, why are you going to smash Miami? Man, if y'all are not talking to your friends like this, if you guys are not having these conversations with your friends, y'all need to get rid of them motherfuckers. If y'all not, yeah, man, what's good with you? Yeah, man. Yeah, man. And y'all be like, yeah, so what's up? Yeah, man, you know, I'm chilling over here. You know, I'm chilling with my girl and shit. You know, I got Yao Ming over. You know, she right beside me. What do you think that means, guys? That means I can't ask him questions about all the other motherfuckers he's smashing because he got a girl next to him. This is... Come on, man. This should be... You should be doing this with your boys every day. Man, what you getting into? Shit, I don't know, man. What the fuck? What time is it? Shit, it's Thursday, man. Ladies, now what y'all doing? Shit, I don't know. I think about just playing a few video games and shit, sitting back, watching a little TV. I might hit the club and shit. What time? All right. Shit, let's get together around 11:30. Get the call. Yo, what you doing, man? At the club. All right, chilling. What you up to, shit? What you up to? Shit at the club. Fuck it. What you trying to do later on? Man, fuck it. Let's go. Let's roll to IHOP later on that night when the strippers getting all bet. Shit, that's a bet. All right, you want to call the fella? Yeah, shit. All right, that's a bet. All right, lock it in and just hang the phone up. That's how it's. Man, if y'all ain't talking that way with y'all boys, something is wrong, man. Something is wrong. Yeah, what's up, man? Shit, good. shit, chilling. No shit, motherfucker. You can't look at you, motherfucker, weak motherfucker. All right, motherfucker, what's up? Shit, nothing. I'm just chilling, seeing what you up to. Man, I ain't up to shit. What's good with you, man? Nothing. Shit, just trying to pull. All right, well, shit, what you doing? Ah, nothing, man. You know, look. Yeah, man. Went try to talk to this other joint at the gym and shit. She wasn't down. Oh, no shit, what happened? See what I'm saying? It ain't always positive. Man, motherfucker went down, man. She tripping the shit. All right, no doubt. All right, well, what you going to do? Shit, nothing. Just chill. Got this other joint coming in over tonight. All right, that's what's up. All right, well, when you freak, get back at it when you can. All right, hang the phone. If they, this is how the conversation should go with, dog, if you ain't rolling with kings and lions, then your conversations are nothing like this. Hey, Bob. Hey, lean up. None. Okay. Well, my third level fucking dragon card came in today. Really? Wow. We gotta get together. I gotta see how that. I mean, I'm saying, what do y'all talk about, man? As I'm saying, man. See, what I'm saying to y'all guys is that if y'all guys are not talking like this and you're complaining about your friends, remember, you are a percentage of the motherfuckers you hang out with, and that's the truth. If you're not hanging out with lions, you ain't hanging out with nobody. Look, it's all right to talk to the guys. See, this is what I keep telling y'all. You got your boys. You got your dogs, right? All right, you got your road dogs, okay? That's what they call them on the street, your road dogs, okay? Your boys, all right? That's what they call it on the street before the internet. You got your dogs, your road dogs, your boys, all right? You got your crew, all right? You got your boys, right? But then you got your grass-eating lion workers. Your workers are different than your boys. But what y'all don't understand is the workers do the work for you. All you got to do is be cool with them. How many times do I tell you guys that when you go to Walmart, you go to Target, McDonald's, or wherever you go, and you see the same person over and over and over again, how many times do I tell you guys to befriend that person? Yo, what's up, good? Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing? Yeah, what's up, man? I do this all the time. Dude, it... I'm gonna show y'all some shit because your boys are doing it. Okay, not your boys, but my dogs are doing the same thing because we all got a great plan, okay? Now, I'm telling you what I'm doing, but I'm saying my boys are doing the same thing, okay? Because we are looking 5 to 10 moves down the line, okay? Now, we can go out and get pussy. We can go out and talk to women and all that other shit. But let's take Memorial. Was it Labor Day? Labor Day. I think it was Labor Day. Let's take Labor Day, okay? Let's rewind the clock for a second. Let me break some yak to y'all motherfuckers down on how this shit go. Now, I'm going to take one of my dogs, okay? He was working this one dude, okay? He run into him all the time. And the reason he started working is I think he saw him one day. Some chick drove him to work that was a bad motherfucker. You know, hey guys, let me tell you something. Have you ever went to Walmart? You walk into Walmart, right? And you notice the cashier guy pull up in this raggedy ass car and he driving it, and the bitch get out the car that's beside him that takes the car, and she in some short shorts with her ass cheeks hanging out. And some flip-flops and like a cut-off dress, and her titties are like popping out. And you like, damn, I see. You like, yo, I see what he working with. So when I see him in line shit, I'm going to tell him, oh, yo, fam, I saw you earlier today. I see what you working with. And you know what the motherfucker said? Oh, no, that's just a friend of mine. Really? Yeah, we hang out all the time. All right. He made a mental note. Now, okay, I'm going to kind of go back before that. Usually, and I keep telling y'all guys, the one thing about the grass-eating lions that you motherfuckers don't understand, when they're at the cash register, they're having a shitty day, man. People are shitting on them, ignoring them, giving them shit day in and day out, okay? You remember, like, let me rewind this back so y'all can know why I'm telling you this. I'm going to rewind this all the way back to tell you what happened to me when I was like 13 or 12. I think I was 12 or 13 years old. Chilling with my mentor. Mentor goes into McDonald's, comes out and says, go get a cheeseburger. What? He said, look here, bitch, what the fuck did I say? He said, look here, motherfucker, either you're going to go get a cheeseburger, you'll get your bitch ass out of walk. I mean, y'all remember, my mentor talked shit. That's how we were. That's how they toughened us up back in the day. So my mentor told me to go get a cheeseburger. Now, remember, I always tell you, when you have a mentor, you never question. You can ask questions, but you never question what they're saying because they see a bigger picture than you can see. All right? He told me to go get a cheeseburger. I went inside. And yo, I should have got that cheeseburger a long time ago because across from me was an older chick that was in high school. That, you know, see, back in the day, you could be 16 years old, and if you had a permission slip from your parents, you could work. I think it was like they called it a work. Forgot what it's called. It's like a work thing, a work release, allowing you to work. Even though you're not old enough. It's some shit. Anyway, fuck it. Anyway, she was older than me, but the bitch was so motherfucking bad, the managers, the fry cooks, everybody's trying to get at her. So I spit some yak at her. Now, why am I telling you this? Because my mentor told me this a long time ago, and I'm trying to connect dots here for you. When you go to the cash register and you see people, always speak to them by their name. I don't care if it's a man, an old lady, or whatever. When you see their name tag, you recognize their name tag and you speak to them, okay? So every time you see them, you keep speaking to them. Now, let's fast forward when I was in my 20s. I remember my mentor said there was this old lady, this withered old lady, just written as like, you know, she's the kind of old lady that looked like she could make cookies and shit. You know what I mean? Just an old lady, just old as fuck. You know, just she looked like on It. You remember the lady on It? Y'all remember It, the lady? If y'all saw the second movie on It, she was like that, just an old, just like a hat. Now, she didn't turn into a monster and shit. But just an old, you know, she can just make cookies and shit. You know, just happy with life type old lady and shit. Yeah, I mean, right? And every day, when I went to Kmart, now this is back in the day, dogs, don't judge me. This is a place called Kmart, before Walmart and shit. I would always speak to her. Hey, how you doing? And, you know, oh, I'm fine. Oh, you're such a pleasant young man. And I would, now look, guys, I'm thinking about the bigger picture here. I'm going to connect all these dots, but I need y'all to follow me on this shit. I'm thinking about the bigger picture here, okay? I'm going to keep saying hi to her, and I'm just a nice guy, whatever. Till one day, she said to me, you know what? I told my, I don't know, my niece or one of her relatives about you who has a daughter that I would think you would be the perfect guy for her to meet. And guys, this bitch that I met was a stripper. Now, I won't get into that, but I'm just saying that. Then there was another time, again, talking to a guy every day. Now, I used to get hooked up on food and shit and all that other stuff. But the rule of the game is this. Everybody that is at that cash register is always going to be connected to what, guys? To what? they are going to be connected to other women. You can tell a motherfucker ain't no got no game, and they hang out with the food, which fast forward to old boy. Now, my dog was chilling because we know these motherfuckers got connects. See, the thing about the grass-eating lion that eat impossible burgers that a lot of you guys don't understand, okay? All right. I'll know this lady, Dean. They moved the tags and some stories. Well, I don't know, man. Oh, no. Yeah, the naked grandmother, T. Yeah. But what I'm saying is this. Thank you, workers permit. Thank you, Al. But, yeah, what I was saying is this, guys. Look, the rule of the game is simply this, okay? Every guy and every woman, because of how things work now, are connected to other women. They hang out, pool parties, picnics, house parties, get-togethers. Everybody has a pod of other people, all right? So, when my dog called me on this shit afterwards, because let me explain it. I'm explaining it again. He was going into Wally World, which is Walmart. As he's walking in, the car pulls up. He gets out the car because he was driving. The car pulls up. He gets out the car, and this chick gets out the car. Dude, she got to be like 5'8", 5'9", like, just like a type. I mean, like she worked. I mean, just the way he described it, 5'8", 5'9", like 135, 130, and flat stomach, ass. I mean, she was wearing those, I don't know, those like short shorts where ass cheeks kind of hang out a little bit. You know, it's like one of those, you know, I'll drive your car and I'll just go home and blah, 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 blah. You know, because we're the best of friends and I need a car to borrow type shit. You know what I mean? Dude, he ain't fucking her. That's number one, okay? But number two is that she is one of many other women that they hang out with. They got this, like, I don't know, Cheers, How I Met Your Mother, or Martin type thing where they're just like a happy group of fucking women in grassy lines. I don't know how that shit go, but we always on the hunt. And that's why I keep telling you. But I'm telling you about my boy because he put out the ass and titty signal. And I'm going to explain that in a second. But I'm going to use me as an example before I talk about him. Let me tell you how this shit works. Yeah, booty short. Thank you, Scary Perry. Booty short. Daisy Dukes. Thank you, motherfuckers. So what I'm saying is this to y'all guys. So every day that I'm at Walmart, I will all, if I'm at Walmart or wherever I'm at, Target, wherever you at, and you see somebody, all you do is speak to them. Hey, Bob, how you doing? Hey, man, how's it going? How's your day going, man? That's all you got to do. That's it, man. What did I tell you 2+2? Courtesy, dude. Courtesy. Dude, when you speak to somebody, it goes a long way on the back end of the yak I'm about to teach y'all guys. Because y'all motherfuckers like this when y'all get to line. You'll put your shit on the conveyor belt. And you'll look down or look around. You won't even speak to the motherfucker. Or you'll be like, hey. And you won't even talk to him and shit. The person's already having a shitty day. But what I was taught is if I see their name tag, I'm going to recognize the name tag and I'm going to ask them by their name how their day is going. I'm establishing something bigger on the back end. So what I do with the guys when I see them. Now, Thursday to me is the most important date because if I see them anytime before Thursday, it's just like, hey, how you doing? What's up? All right, man, you have a good day. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, all right, man, you have a good day.